So while we say it's blue and red, military people, remember, the significant emotional events in our life shape our values as well, and they can have value shifts within the military even. Right. Yeah. I mean, he might. Yeah. Exactly. I get the same impression. Yep. Level five is strategic enterprise. It's all achievement driven. So those who can demonstrate success act as pace cars to set standards to beat, and give out incentives for improvement to the winners. They're constantly evaluating and gathering data. That's level five. So it's the strategic enterprise. And whoever goes the fastest is going to say, hey, there's the new goal to beat. Yeah? If you go the fastest and if you go the strongest, that's the level five. Level green is the social network. It's people-driven. Level six, rather. They all must share equally in leadership and building consensus, since no individual is better than any other. The power of the group yields the best outcomes with the fewest hurt feelings. Level seven is systemic flow, process-oriented. The work to be done leads the most competent persons to guide tasks and functions through use of appropriate intelligences. Little fear and no status. They have little fear and no status, power, image, or emotional trap. So you can't manage a level seven person by saying you're going to take away their power or their status. You're like, forget it. Yeah, they'll walk off the job. They're like, forget it. I don't need this. Yeah. Like, forget it. I don't need that. I'm out of here. You can have it. Take your power. Take your status. I'm gone. So now.
Uh-huh.
That's a seven statement. Right. So she was the top commission rep, and she pushed her too far, and she walked. That's a level seven thing to do. And then she could say, and they say, no, wait. And she says, okay. Because the level seven knows what they know. They know they got their skills. They can take their skills any place. Yeah. And she did. Yeah. And they know what they know. Now, eight would be a leadership. I don't have any notes on that, but a leadership perspective for an eight would be how they would manage would be taking in mind the global considerations for the planet. So like an eight in terms of a leader would be like the Dalai Lama. That would be an eight leadership perspective if you were to look at it. That would be the eight who's actually taking action, although sometimes the eights are so reflective. If you look at Buddhism, it's about insight. It's about, Christianity preaches faith, and Buddhism is about insight. So when you look at that, the Dalai Lama would be an eight leader. And he could be, I wouldn't go so far as to call him a nine, because of what you said in terms of it looks like other people are the ones that are saying, hey, we got to get out there and be active with this stuff and take it. It's time to tour Dalai Lama. It's time to go speak at this place. Hey, you got to write another book. Whereas he's like just having fun and laughing. He's a, it could be a passive leadership role that he's playing. Yeah. Compared to somebody that says, hey, I'm into the global, making sure that the world's a better place. I'm into going out and making a difference, and I'm going to go actively out there and do something about it.
Okay.
Would be an eight? Well, the eight, remember, the eight is more reflective, whereas nine would be more expressive.
Well, that's
okay. Who would be an example of an eight or a nine? Well, the Dalai Lama, I would say, would be an example of an eight. A Buddha would be like an example of an eight, although Buddha was pretty active in terms of getting out there and teaching and so on and so forth as well. Michael Beckwith might be He's the head boss over at Agape, which is a local church out here. It's religious science. He's really good if you ever get a chance to go see him. Yeah. I would say that just from an outward perspective, see, I could never say, hey, this, I mean, as I'm looking at somebody, I say, okay, intuitively, this is what I get. The thing is that when you take a values test like you guys took, the values test will give you an understanding of what you think you are or what you think about yourself at any given moment. The only way to truly know somebody's values would be with galvanic skin response to set them up to sensors, where the sensors were going, and they would show you pictures, and they'd find out what your true value systems are. At first sight, I would look and say, he could be a 7 or a 9. Could be a 9. Could be moving into 9. Yeah. If you look at anybody that's looking at the, like, who might be an 8? No, I don't know. I mean, I think even if we look historically at religious figures, they may not have, because society has evolved to the point where we're evolving now. So I don't think in the past that they necessarily were even at the 8 level. So you look at a Gandhi or something like that, and you say, okay, Gandhi had a greater vision for the people. Gandhi was more of a level 4 or 5 in the beginning. He was into status. He was into being the proper gentleman. So he was level 4 or 5, and then he had some shifts. He still hung on to his feelings of duty, which was a level 4 type of thought system, although nonviolence is going into level 6. So he could have been 6, 7. Whereas some of the Buddhist thought would be probably traversing more into level 8 type thinking, where it's like everything's interconnected, it's all part of the, you know, but it's more reflective. So that's why I say, like, you look at the Dalai Lama, and the Dalai Lama might be more level 8, whereas because it's about insight, but it's also seeing, understanding the interconnection of everything, understanding the laws of cause and effect, and that every action has a reaction, and everything chains. That's all Buddhist thought. So as you look toward that thought system, that might be more level 8. But it's certainly not, it's moving from, that would be more level 8, but it's not an active level 8. It's total insightful, sit on the mountain and think about the planet being one. Jesus was actively going around, although, and his message was the kingdom of heaven on earth, and he was preaching the message of love, you know, his macro strategy. We talk about micro strategies at the practitioner level. Jesus's meta strategy from a modeling standpoint was, hold on one second. Jesus's meta strategy was love the Lord God with all your heart and love thy neighbor as thyself. If you're going to look at it from a meta strategy perspective, that was his overriding strategy that, or his philosophy that caused him to choose the other strategies that he chose. So when you look at that, you say, okay, there's a level, I don't know if I would quantify it in terms of these types of levels. I would say there's a level 6, 8 type of view, although the message wasn't so much about the planet as being interconnected and so on and so forth. So he could have even been a level 9 or above that had the understanding of that connection, yet had moved beyond it in terms of the message that he was preaching, like moved beyond level 8 and moved into a different message because level 8 thinking became kind of insignificant in the rise. Yeah. Giuliani during 9/11 was probably operating from a level, he was still operating from a 4, not as much a 5. I think Giuliani was operating more from a 4-3 perspective.